Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to be able to have the Word of the Living God to be with us and to be available to us for us to study, to learn from Him, to be guided by Him into His truth and given the power to live out that truth. And what a blessing. I feel so grateful for the Word of God, and I'm grateful that you're studying the Word of God with me. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we again come to You humbled in our hearts and minds, knowing that we have great need of You and Your Word. Lord, You have the words of truth. You have the words of eternal life, and we want to learn from You today. So we put ourselves before Your feet and ask You to teach us and guide us by Your Holy Spirit into all truth, and to empower us to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We long to hear that cry from You one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And so that's why we're here today. And we bless You and thank You for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, "If You Were Blind, You Should Have No Sin." It's taken from the book of John, chapter 9, and verse 41. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" And in chapter 9 and verse 41 of his book, John shared how Jesus told the Pharisees, "If you were blind, you should have no sin," where we read, "Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remains." The verse reads, "Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say." John began with the words, "Jesus said unto them," which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to the Pharisees, "If you were blind, or whether you, Pharisees, were unable to see him without vision, you should have no sin," which means you, Pharisees, would not miss the mark, err, be mistaken, or violate the law of God. "But now you say," or however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, "at this time you, Pharisees, utter, declare, and proclaim the following words." John shared how Jesus told the Pharisees if they were actually without sight, they would not be violators of God's law. However, they uttered and proclaimed the following. The verse goes on to say, "We see, therefore your sin remains." John continued with the words, "We see," which means we Pharisees have sight and vision. "And therefore your sin," or "wherefore," and "on this account, your Pharisees missing of the mark, error, mistakes, and violations of God's law remains," which means abides, tarries, sojourns, is held and kept continually. John shared how Jesus said the Pharisees believed they had sight, so they continued in their sins. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover how Jesus responded to the Pharisees who questioned him about being blind themselves. Jesus told them if they were actually blind, or they knew they were without spiritual sight, they would be as though they had no sins. However, because they believed themselves to already see, their sins continued with them. The idea was the Pharisees believed they had no reason to be forgiven because they thought themselves to be without sin. The saying, "There are none so blind as those who will not see," applied to them. Jesus came to save people from their sins, but the Pharisees thought they had no need for him. Everyone needs Jesus because he's the only one who paid the penalty for the sins of the world. And when a person humbles themselves before him and asks him to be the Savior and Lord of their lives, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Those who see this plan of God have spiritual sight. But those who don't are spiritually blind and will remain in their sins. Next time we begin a new chapter and see John share how Jesus says, "He that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.